This is Andrew Newman, the product manager from Alexon, a company that specializes in making wearable technology. He showed me their latest fashion designs.
So what you have here is what would outwardly look like a conventional jacket. There's nothing visible on the external faces of this jacket, but when you turn back the flap that has all the buttonholes in it, you've got some controls there. Volume up, volume down, skip tracks, and pause play. But this jacket really illustrates how well the technology integrates into clothing, because when you look at the external features of this jacket, there is nothing in there that tells you that there's any wires or any sort of electronics built into it.
Could I try that one on?
Yeah.
Right, so I'm putting this on now. Right, okay. It feels quite comfortable.
Yeah.
It's quite light.
It looks like a typical sort of fashion jacket that's got the added functionality of the iPod controls inside it.
Except that it looks quite bad on me because it's a bit big.
Yeah, it's not your size.
No, it's not my size. And I'm afraid black isn't really my colour, to be honest. The jacket feels and looks like a normal outdoor coat. And the control buttons and even the cables are made of fabric. But how can electronic switches be made of fabric? In a conventional switch, two conductors come together to complete a circuit. But textile technologists like Kevin Florey have found the way of layering conductive and insulating fabrics to do the same job.
The critical part is the sensor itself. There are four fabrics that go into it. There are two outer layers, which are carbon-coated nylon.
So the yarn itself, the actual thread, is conductive because it's carbon-coated.
It's actually conduct electricity. Then goes on a layer of bobbin net. That's an insulator produced on special machines that make fabrics that will give you uniform holes. So that's one bobbin net. Then goes on a layer of the warp-knitted fabric. And that's a conductor in about 33% carbon. And that forms the middle layer. So we've started off with a conductor on the bottom, an insulator, a conductor in the middle. Then we put in another bobbin net. This one's got slightly smaller holes, so we don't get the holes coinciding over each other. And then on top of that goes another layer of the carbon-coated nylon conductor mesh. And literally, to activate it as a switch, when you press, the top conductor layer passes through the bobbin net mesh, touches the central layer and goes through the second insulator and makes contact with the back. And that's really what makes the switch. And getting a voltage distortion gives us the precise location of where your finger is actually touching.
Because these sensors are made of fabric, they can be used in many other products. For example, this backpack, as Andrew Newman demonstrates.
On the strap, we have five buttons. So if I press play, you can hear the music. We can turn the music down, or we can turn the music up. And we can skip the tracks.